7 minutes to eight the time. 011-714-2006. That, of course, is the number to dial. The issues in Ukraine still affecting many people. I mean, stories over the weekend of South Africans trying to get out of Ukraine, how difficult it's been for them. Now, Gift of the Givers says it's going to try and help people in Ukraine as much as it can. You know, of course, the founder is Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman. Dr. Suleiman, good morning.
Morning, Stephen.
What are you going to try and do in the Ukraine conflict? Very complex, very difficult, very far away.
We're already inside, not as our teams, but supporting them inside. You know, there's all in disaster situations, you always have to make something happen. Unfortunately, we have South Africans who are married in Ukraine. And there's a particular South African family where the wife decided not to come back, but to stay. She's Ukrainian, and she decided to stay. So from Saturday, we've been guiding them what to do, and they've been having their own initiatives also. We told them what, go for low-hanging fruit, get whatever you can from the shops, and buy and get it sent to as many areas as possible. They've started doing that. Yesterday, they said it became more difficult. There's less food in the items, in the shop, less items available, and the prices are skyrocketing. This morning, they're busy looking for wholesalers where they can get stuff in bulk and try to collect it and get transport available. People are scared to drive. People are scared to move around. You know, they're scared of the bombs falling everywhere. So there's a lot of fear. There's a shortage of supplies. All the shops are not available. But the good thing is, what she's doing in that area, she's replicating into the other areas. So that's the first way we're looking at, and we're already funding that to get to as many people as possible. And she's saying that medicines and food is a big need right now. People are desperate. The second thing is, we've made contact with one of the chief coordinators for the Ukrainian government, you know, that works on outside government, to get stuff across to people. And I'm on a discussion with her right now. She's on a flight to Singapore. And she said they got more secure corridors, and we're supporting them buying items in Europe, which will take in. The third option is, of course, which South Africans have called, and we're looking at flying medical supplies from South Africa to Poland and the route from there into Ukraine. And the last two aspects here, South Africans are stuck and when they come home, we're trying to make arrangements to, you know, to support. There's lots of different initiatives to bring those who come home. Others don't want to come home, they want to stay in Europe. And while South Africans want to come home, also Africans from African countries who have no means whatsoever, we're also seeing in which way we can help those that want to come back home to their countries.
It's very difficult. I mean, you'd be very nervous about sending people there. You obviously want to help people as much as you can in a time of conflict. Are you worried about being accused of picking sides?
No, you know, I'm not worried about that. You know, we whenever you go into the war, people always say you are taking sides. You always help people who are affected. And humanitarian crisis here, the war is in Ukraine, not somewhere else. It's in their country. And your aim is to help innocent people. It's a humanitarian response. You know, it's not a military response. Getting in to help any people in difficulty, and we've done that many times. It's not the first time.
Obviously, there's a big concern that the need for help is actually going to get a lot worse, and it depends in a way, I suppose, perhaps on what the Russians do, but it's a bit more complicated than that. Are you a bit nervous that, in fact, the need for help in Ukraine is going to get very much worse, that a lot of people are going to need a lot of help, and perhaps quite quickly?
Yes, Stephen. I'm very much worried from the beginning of the war, because I don't know how much money Europe has got left. You know, the support countries going to come from Europe. And remember, 2 years of this devastating COVID infection has killed economies in countries, job losses, as much as we're suffering here. They've had the same problems in those countries too. So there's not much of an appetite for funding. So they can make loud noises, you know, in the media and that kind of stuff. But when it comes to the practicality, I'm not sure how much funding is going to become available. But I don't think, you know, they're going to get that kind of support financially, because there isn't enough money from people in ordinary civilians and corporates and governments. There's just not enough money. And the reality is, right now already, there's 40 million people affected in that country. The good thing is, from what I've heard, I was on a special discussion. I was invited to a discussion on Thursday night, but people I don't even know where they are from, the different countries. I was the only guy there that was from Africa, and all the other guys knew each other. But from what they were speaking from the different countries, the good part of that was those guys from the different countries said they're most welcome. And before we can even take care of the refugees, our own civilian populations are going to the border, fetching them in cars and buses and taking them to their own homes. So those people will be looked after at some point. They even said our hospitals are open. We're taking care of patients in our hospital. It's not a problem. But inside Ukraine, you know, where the real thing matters, where still 39 million people are trapped, there's not enough supply or enough money to get the food, the medical supplies. It's going to be a huge crisis. And if the money doesn't come in fast enough, those corridors are going to close. And people are going to get stranded, and they're going to have serious problems with health issues, water, medicine, and other, and just being trapped. Already the students are trapped in the third city, the big city, where so many students are trapped. They're kept in one hall, and they're terribly anxious. They're not doing hard to get out of there. So I'm worried, to answer your questions. I'm very, very worried. There won't be enough finance. It won't be fast enough.
Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, really appreciate the time. Thank you very much indeed. He, of course, is founder of the organization Gift of the